summer or fall. Now all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Here we are talking about traveling with friends, and the whole show is going to be about that. We've started with budgets, here with two of my friends, Olivia Varnson sitting in with me, my right-hand friend who has been holding down the studio with me for a couple of years now, from the time you were intern until after you finished over there at Brunel.
Yes, 5 years now.
I know. Has it been 5 years? Oh, my goodness.
It has.
Wow. Time goes fast. Time goes fast when you're hanging with friends. And also sitting in with us, too, is my friend Karen Elliott, who is a media consultant here at WDUN.
Yeah.
So, Karen, now you are the spotlight's on you because we're talking about traveling with friends. And I know you have a girlfriend's trip that you have been doing with your girlfriends for 10 years.
Oh, longer than that. Longer than that. Maybe, I don't want to age myself, 25 or 30 years since college. Since college, yes.
So have you written a book about traveling with friends?
I should, but it's all secret, so I can't really divulge much of the adventures on the trip.
Well, no, it's what happens on the girlfriend's trip stays on the
girlfriend's
trip.
So true, so true.
Although, guys, we may be able to pull one or two stories out over here. I have to bribe her somehow. But Karen, I really do want to jump into planning because we just had Leslie Royal on who gave us some really great tips,
yes.
Some awesome apps for really kind of handling that budget after you set it when you're on the trip. Because that can be a little uneasy, I would think. I mean, you travel with friends for quite a few times. So I can imagine that, you know, when it comes time to pay, that can be one of the parts that can be a little bit difficult.
Well, it is. And, you know, you go through different stages and different seasons of life. So we've had stages where we didn't have much budget to work with, or, you know, sometimes now as we're in empty nest, we might have a little bit more money to work with. But we're very conscious and aware that everybody has limits and budgets, and so we work within what everybody's comfortable with. We don't want to strain on anybody.
Well, that I think that's so important. That's how the friendship stays there. Because even outside of traveling, money and finances can be one of the things that really does come between people.
Right.
So Olivia and I, we've been, you know, talking about this and putting together some tips and questions and things like that, because we really want to cover everything. So Olivia, I think a good place to start is to just kind of ask, well, how do you get started?
Well, we kind of sit down and we have monthly dinners anyway. So at our dinners, we kind of brainstorm in general, where do we want to go this year? Do we want to go to a sunny spot? Do we want to go to the mountains? Do we want to go on a cruise? Do we want to, you know, just kind of in general, what do we want to do?
Mm-hmm. And then once you kind of decide that, you know, what's the next step? I know Leslie talked about accommodations and deciding on, like, the accommodations, because that's a big part of the budget that you're going to pull from.
Well, that is a big thing, and I'll come back to that. Another big factor, there are 10 of us in this group, is kind of the time of year, generally speaking. So do we want to go in the spring? Do we want to go in the fall? And then does anybody have a big event or some big blackout dates? So somebody's child is getting married, you know, back in the day, you know, around school, around graduations, around their own weddings, whatever it was. So, you know, do we have any big events coming up? And that kind of blacks out time. And so eventually we come up with the general, we want to go somewhere warm, we want to go to the beach in the spring, or we want to go to the mountains in the fall, or something like that. So some years it may be a week-long trip, some years it may be, you know, we can only do a long weekend, Thursday through Sunday this year.
Now, you mentioned, though, that you guys also kind of look at the time of year. How does that influence your planning, the time of the year? Does that have kind of a big influence on it?
Well, if it's a fall trip, we're more mountain-y.
So the destination more?
Yeah. And sometimes the destination comes first. Sometimes the time of year comes first, I guess. It's not, there's no really science to it. And then sometimes, usually around significant birthday years, because we're all within 3 or 4 years of the same age. So it's a significant birthday with a zero on it, for example, we might do a really big, more expensive trip than usual. So, yeah, nicer trip.
Yeah, you seem to have your priorities straight. It's really just about having everyone together, regardless of where
it is or how long it is. Yeah, it's a healthy thing that we do. And one thing that's unique to our group and also challenging in the planning is we all want to be in one place together. So we try to rent a house where we can all be together. And that's really fun because we can hang out early in the morning, we can hang out late at night and all be together. But that's really challenging when it comes to finding accommodations because it's hard to find a house that sleeps 10 people that's also affordable. So that's a little bit of a challenge, you know, when it comes down to the practical, but that's part of the, that's the fun part of it too.
Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we're talking about traveling with friends, and in particular girlfriends, because Karen Elliott, who's sitting in with us, who is a media consultant here at WDUN, is sharing with us some of the tips that she and her friends use when they are planning girlfriends trips. So Karen, I have this question for you. Who does the planning? Do you guys split that up? Because
whoever draws the shortest straw.
I know that can be a lot of responsibility, you know, with the planning. How do you all split that up?
It is a big responsibility. We just kind of take turns every year. It's not an official, you know, thing, but somebody just, you know, ponies up every year and says, I'll be the planner. And so, you know, as a group, we've come up with the rough kind of time frame. We've come up with the rough location. And then the volunteer planner goes to work and gets online. And, you know, as I mentioned, the tricky part is finding a place that sleeps 10 people that kind of is in our budget and comes up with three, maybe four options of places for us to stay. And then she will send that out to the group. And so we'll all look at these places and everybody kind of weighs in on and, you know, somewhat votes if someone has a terrible, you know, aversion to one place, but, and then pretty much majority rules. And that's how we select.
Well, and that's probably a good way to do it, just majority rules.
Yeah.
But now I love going on cruises with my girlfriend because that makes everything kind of simple.
So easy.
You don't have to choose well, maybe you have to choose a little bit of restaurants on board, but there's so many things that are kind of in the package, so to speak.
Yes.
When you do cruising. What about you guys?
We've done several cruises, and that is super easy because once you get on that ship, the decisions are pretty much made. So we have done several cruises. So everyone does their own airfare. We all generally fly together. Now, some of these people in our group live in other states. So, you know, that's a little tricky too. But everyone gets to the ship one way or the other. And the cruises are great. Of course, we all have our individual cabins. But, you know, we can, you know, do excursions or whatever during the day, but cruises are great because no decisions to be made once we get there. So we like a cruise. Yeah, very much.
Well, I know we're coming down to the end of this segment, and when we come back, I really want to talk with you about the food portion as well. Food and budget, those kind of things go together really well. So when we come back, we'll talk about that. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So you guys sit tight, because when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation, getting you guys ready to travel with friends. Today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com.
You'll find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything, run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get there fast, and stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with their big old heart. You find out who your friends are.